This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. Happy Thursday here on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, Hannah and AB were at the streets of St. Charles. How was that?
Not to be dramatic, but I think yesterday was my favorite Streets of St. Charles event that I've been to, and AB and I hosted every single one of them last year.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Wow, all right.
Like, I don't know why, but I don't know if I was just, like, so excited because it was, like, complete summer vibes,
yeah.
Or if it was all of our fans that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like we have the same people that come to us every single time, and we haven't seen them in a year.
So yeah, it's like a group of friends you hang out with every single time.
Yeah,
and I mean, listen to the show. I saw one of our fans like three restaurants down, and I was like, oh my gosh! And she, I knew right away when I would do the event that I would like see her. So it was just great. We had really young fans too.
Yeah.
One of my biggest regrets maybe ever in life was not getting the name of one of our really young fans.
He was probably like 10 or 12 or something.
And I don't know that I've ever had a listener interaction be so sweet. He said that he has just been waiting to meet us and he was so excited and he listens every day. And I told him I was waiting to meet him and he
started blushing.
He blushed. And then when he was walking away, he stopped and he turned around and he looked at AB and I and he goes, have a fantastic day.
I like that.
He was about maybe a little shy of 10.
Wow.
And when's the last time anybody has told you to have a fantastic day?
I think we should start saying that more often. Have a fantastic day.
Have a fantastic day.
So then where are you guys at today? You guys are at a different location today.
Yeah. Tonight we're at Westport Plaza for their very first parties on the plaza of the year. We're really excited. I mean, they got a really show up last night.
And Alex, are you playing? Are you playing?
I'm playing before the band. I'm the first act.
So everyone's at Westport.
Yeah.
So Streets of St. Charles on Wednesday, Westport on Thursday. it literally means summer is here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Usually Memorial Day weekend is like the kickoff of like the unofficial kickoff of summer, but it's like sooner now this year.
Came early.
And Hannah's here for it because she's like, let's go. Like in summer mode.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So there was a nursing home that went bankrupt and, they had to close. They had to find a new spot for all the residents to go. But that also meant like some of the workers were just done working.
Good point, yeah.
And, they went and found other jobs. But there were two guys that stayed back to work despite not receiving pay. They weren't technically really working there anymore, but they didn't want to just leave some of these residents out to dry. It was the cook and the janitor.
Oh,
actually.
Wow.
Yeah, Maurice Roland and Miguel Alvarez. They made the decision to just keep working and like taking care of these residents until they found somewhere like else to go. And no, they're not necessarily like your qualified nurses and all that, but like I think at the end of the day, when you just have a kind heart and you're willing to take care of others and you can like you're putting the effort out there, I think that goes a long way. And these two guys stepped up and did that.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing about, nursing home care itself, where the workers, unfortunately, are disconnected to the people they work with or they work for. And it's nice that these guys decided to hang on and stick around, even though they didn't get any pay for it.
Right.
Well, and also that those are the jobs that you feel like don't matter. Like, they just provide food.
Exactly.
Like, it's one thing, like Alex had pointed out, the nurses who are having direct care and watching these seniors in later in life and making a connection with them. But it's like the people who like serve and clean up, like those things are jobs are needed. What would have happened for them? This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Post Malone and Jelly Roll are in town. You get an invite. Post Malone's at one bar. Jelly Roll's at one bar. Who are you going to hang with?
I think I'm going to go with Jelly Roll. I think everything he touches is basically inspirational. And also, I think he's just fascinating, and I really like Bunny's podcast, so I would hope that she'd be there as well.
Okay, all right.
That's a tough one. I like both of those guys a lot.
They both seem like those guys that like everyone just wants to hang out with and party with.
Yeah. I think I would choose Post Malone just because of all the good stuff I've heard about him and how fun he is to hang with and to be with. Plus, I really enjoy his Bud Light commercials.
Okay.
That's funny.
I respect that. Alex, who would you hang out with? Jelly Roll and Post Malone are at a bar. Got to pick one. Where are you going?
I agree with Kev here. Post Malone, I'm posting up with Post in that other lawn chair.
Yes, you know, right, exactly.
Cracking open a cold one.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
AB's going to say is neither a choice.
The thing is, yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of either, but I feel like I would say Jelly Roll because we could probably talk about God.
Okay.
Oh.
I think the point that you mentioned is talk. So I think I would rather go to a bar and hang out like on a patio and chill with Jelly Roll and drink a beer. But if like the party is the goal, so I really do think it depends on the situation. Like if you're gonna party with someone,
I'm not a partier, so I don't. Yeah. I don't think I could hang with Post Malone.
Post Malone just seems like it would be.
He would
nuts.
Be like, "You're lame." I'd be like, "Yeah, it's 9 p.m. and I'm going to bed."
Yeah.
And I think he would judge me for that.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Why we're playing beer pong and jumping on tables and stuff?" Like if your goal is to party, I think it's Post.
Yeah.
But if the person I want to have a conversation with and chill with and drink a beer with, it's Jelly Roll. Like I think. And Jelly Roll might be a top fiver for me. He just seems so interesting.
Yeah, and he's got such
stories
a story. Exactly.
Stories upon stories upon stories. So if I'm going to talk and hang out with anyone, which is what I like to do, I'm probably choosing Jelly Roll. But for like one night only of memories, the Post Malone stories you'll have forever.
Post.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off a headline and Hannah tells me which story you need details on or which stories I just keep it moving on. Like Starbucks most expensive order. Someone maxed out the app.
I'm so fascinated.
How much do you think it is? If you were to max out a Starbucks order app.
Like 200 just coffees.
$200?
200 coffees.
Is this just one coffee?
Whoa. Just for one drink?
I'm going to say one coffee... $14.
$14 for one coffee. I think that's
40
like,
something.
Yeah, yeah. I think like $14 would charge for a coffee now anyways.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it was like 94 something.
$45.
Wow.
For one?
Base drink is $6.25. You add 12 shots of espresso, that's an extra $15. Then these affogato style shots, bump it up. Then caramel sauces, caramel drizzle, frappuccino, caramel crunch. Then add all these things.
Ew.
It was $45.
And is it good?
The person said there was so much sugar and pumps of espresso that I didn't risk it.
You'd probably blow up.
They just wanted to see if they could order it and someone would make it, and they did. And then they said they threw it out. So they
I wish I had money like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Just to try it.
How much do artists make per song when they're at a concert?
Ooh, how much?
So it depends on the artist. So like Oasis, for an example, they actually get paid the most per song because they go on these like reunion tours and they make $17 million a night. And they don't play that much music. So they make about $850,000 per song.
It's not
for like 3 minutes? That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? They can afford this tip bucket.
They can afford that Starbucks coffee.
But the most I've ever made on a song was $20.
Really? Ed Sheeran. Well, you're making more than what Ed Sheeran makes on music. Ed Sheeran gets paid less than $1 per minute when he's performing because he plays so many songs and so many things.
Yeah, and I feel like Ed Sheeran's doing a lot of like pop-up fun type stuff like around everywhere.
So yeah, he is the cheapest artist that is like a current like traveling artist that's huge.
Nice to hear though.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, somebody as big
as
Ed Sheeran.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Makes less than
Oasis.
It makes less than $3 a song when he's playing on tour. Isn't that crazy how much he charges for his concert tickets?
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you better than Hannah?
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, I'm better than AB, but I can't say I'm better than Hannah.
Oh, wow.
Why'd you take a shot at AB? Have you played against AB, or you just know you're better than her in general?
Well,
I lost tickets because I got Hannah.
Oh, wow.
So she's holding a bad blood.
So Christy has a grudge. All right, fair. I have the grudge with you. I'm on team Christy. All right, Christy, you get to play against Hannah to see how just how easy it is. AB does this and knows how hard it is to play against Hannah firsthand when she won and lost your tickets for you. Hannah, leave the room. Christy, you ready to answer 5 pop culture questions?
I am.
All right, let's do this. Hannah is out. She took her purse with her. I wonder what she's going to buy online. Bachelor in Paradise is currently filming. Who is the host of Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor?
Jeez, I do not watch reality TV.
That's okay. Good for you. You actually gain extra points in my heart for not knowing this. The second question, though, is reality TV related when it comes to The Bachelor, but hopefully you still know this. What do they hand contestants to stay
on?
A rose to stay on The Bachelor. All right. Which team has the number one pick in the NBA draft? During the lottery, they had a 1.8% chance of winning the first pick in the draft.
I want to say Lakers, but...
it's been the talk of the town.
Knicks?
It's not the Knicks. All right, finish this lyric. Someone pour me a double shot of whiskey. They know me and blank got a history.
Jack Daniels got a history.
Yeah, there you go. You got there. And this artist has a 37-song album titled I Am the Problem coming out tomorrow.
Taylor Swift.
It's not, but you would think it. Morgan Wallen, actually.
Oh.
That's okay. 2 out of 5. We're going to see how Hannah does. Oh. It was a little tricky.
See, it's not as easy as it looks.
Dang, AB taking shots at Christy. All right. We'll see how Hannah does in one song, okay?
Sounds good.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Brought her purse back. Would you buy a Rice Krispie treat out there?
Mm-hmm. I'm on my second.
Are they just delicious today or something?
I think there's only one more left.
Dang, I might buy it then, guys. While Hannah was out of the room ordering and buying Rice Krispie treats, Christy answered 5 pop culture questions. Christy, you chose AB last time to play a game for you, and AB lost it for you. How do you think you did when you got to sub yourself in?
Oh, I did awful. I feel like AB.
Oh, no.
I feel like AB.
Oh, wow.
I feel awful. I feel like AB is one of my favorite quotes.
Not one of my favorites.
2 out of 5 is what Christy got.
Okay.
Well, let's see how you do, Hannah. Bachelor in Paradise is currently filming. Uh-oh. Who is the host of Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor?
Chris Harrison.
He is no longer host.
It's Jesse something.
Yes.
I don't know his last name.
Jesse Palmer.
Since when is Chris Harrison not
I think AB just trying to prove that
like
she knows
10
stuff.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That show fell off.
And he got canceled.
Yeah.
All right. No point. And AB just proved she knew at least half a point more than you guys.
I do watch reality TV.
What do they hand out contestants on The Bachelor to show that they can stay?
Roses.
All right, you knew that one. Which team got the number one pick in the NBA lottery after only just having a 1.8% chance?
So I have to pick an NBA team?
Yes. Unless you think they gave a football team the number one
pick. The Knicks?
Well, you guys both picked the Knicks, which is interesting. No, the Knicks are in the news a lot because they are winning, actually. They're doing really well. Okay.
Who was it?
Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, never knew they were a team.
All right, you need these last two, though, for the win here. Finish this lyric. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and blank got a history.
Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels has got a history. All right. And then this artist's 37-song album titled I Am the Problem is coming out tomorrow.
Morgan Wallen.
3 out of 5 for Hannah. Good enough for a win. Christy, it's not as easy as it looks for AB, is it?
It is not, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I love it.
We're actually glad that you gave her some crap. But you have to say, this is Christy and I got schooled by Hannah, like AB.
This is Christy and I got schooled by Hannah, just like AB.
Dang!
Hannah's homeschool!
Mega Minds!
The Mega Mind question of the day. 48% of people look forward to this every day.
I'm going to say something that is totally AB core. I'm going to say that people look forward to going back to bed.
I was like, looking forward to most is sleeping at the end of
the day. That's all I've been looking forward to all day.
It's a terrible way to look at life, guys. Just can't wait to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin?
I think it's on that same path, though. I think it's coming home from your job.
Oh, like just like the ride
yeah,
home?
Yeah,
release.
Like when you get home and okay. there's the dog to greet you or the kids to greet you.
Bra okay. off.
Or your significant other to greet you. Bra okay. off.
All right. Okay.
If you wear one.
Wow.
So is it? I need a little bit more clarity on your answer, Kevin, to be honest. Is it the arrival of home or is it the ride home?
Oh, I'm in the ballpark here.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely.
I think they look forward to the arrival at home.
Okay. Alex?
I was going to say their first meal of the day.
First meal of the day.
Okay, well, now I have to say their ride home.
Somebody got it correct.
Oh, would you look at that?
It's either Kevin or AB. You just chose the leftover of Kevin's, right, AB? Right.
Yeah, and I think I got it right.
Would you have taken, which choice would you have taken, though?
I think I would have taken the ride home because of the way you said it.
Okay. I'll tell you what 48% of people look forward to the most. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Somebody got the Mega Mind question of the day correct because 48% of people look forward to this every day. Kevin, you were all over the place. I felt like you had a couple of answers. You narrowed it down to what?
When you arrive at home.
All right. So 48% of people look forward to when you arrive at home, the dog greets you, and you take off your bra. AB mm-hmm. took over your leftovers, and that was what?
The ride home.
Kevin, you chose wrong.
Oh, no!
48% of people look forward to their ride home every single
really?
Day.
Really? Well, they don't have my long hour drive.
Yeah.
Kevin's like, you look, for, yeah,
yeah,
look
yeah,
forward
yeah, look
to this
forward
ride.
To that, okay?
Mega Minds.
Do you and your significant other make substantially different income? 314-531-9898. There is just a huge income discrepancy in your home. I want to hear what those differences and pay gaps. And more importantly, I do think it'd be interesting to hear from women who have the bigger pay gap. Kevin.
Yes, I know exactly. Hon, call in because I would like to know why you stay with me.
314-531-9898. What I was actually, what teed me up to this is, AB, your friend, someone constantly brings up her income and
yes.
having a man support her.
So I have a friend who's a teacher, and obviously we know teachers do not make nearly as much as they should. And she's been complaining lately, like, you know, I could never be able to support a family on the money that I'm making as a teacher. And all of the adults that she's been kind of like complaining to, their response has been, well, one day you'll get married, so it doesn't matter.
So, ooh. You'll have a man take care
and
of you.
I don't like that.
That should
no.
not be the response
nope,
at all.
And it goes to show you how bad radio pays if Kevin's got a teacher wife
exactly.
who's
yeah.
taking
who
care of him.
Triples my salary, and who does take care of me? Yes, yes.
That's his sugar mama.
So yes, yes.
She's over here worried about the teacher salary.
I know, exactly.
You're like, you should do radio.
That's right. crazy. Yeah. It's just like weird in this day and age that people are still like, well, you'll have a man support you, so don't even worry about ooh. How much, like, don't worry about your own career.
I hate that.
I think it'd be cool then to hear from women is like, you know what? I make a ton of money, and I support my man. 314-531-9898. And when it comes to the pay gap situation, Kevin, does it ever bother you that Sarah makes so much more?
I think the only thing that bothers me is the fact that I used to do that same profession. And if I were in that profession, I'd be doing a lot better. The frustration for me is the fact that it doesn't bother me because I think she deserves it. She does an amazing job and she's worked really hard.
That's
plus,
sweet.
She does have her master's plus 30. So she does have a very, very substantial degree. But it's one of those feelings of, for the time I've spent in this industry, I feel like, yeah, I'd like to have a little bit more, but unfortunately, this is what this job pays. And it's just kind of the way that is. Could I live on my own? Probably not. And that's kind of not good, especially after almost 30 years doing this.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Odyssey St. Louis, can I get a raise?
Yeah, that's a great question. This topic's really interesting for me. I come from like a household with a single mom, and I feel like the number one thing she's always like drilled into our head is that you always need to have a way to have your own money, and you can't rely on anyone else
right.
like when it comes to money. Like, do anything you can to like make your own path and have your own comfort when it comes to money. And so the fact that all these people, AB, are saying to your friend, like, oh, you'll get married, so it doesn't matter, that's gross.
Well, and they're basically
me.
Just telling her to coast until you're married. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. You're going to be fine. You don't need to have your own, like, dreams for your career. And that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Alex, you and Annie have a conversation, because you guys are married, so, like, about pay gaps and where you're at. And is it an uncomfortable conversation if one of you makes a lot more than the other?
No, it's pretty... It's pretty just, like, not even really spoken. Like, I just pay for everything. I mean, I make, like, four times as much as Annie. So it's
really?
Like, it's, like, you know, $20 for her is, like, equivalent to, like, $100. So, like, when she breaks it down like that, it's, like, okay, I'll just pay for it. Because at the end of the day, it's, like, if there is something she needs to pay for, like, she'll do it. But it kind of, yeah.
On the reversal, kinda, so Kevin, like, I asked, like, hey, does it bother you that she makes more money? Does it bother you that you have to pay for everything then?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Because okay. I look at it as, like, I'm just paying for us to do, like, if we're going to dinner, it's like, I don't look at it as I'm paying for, like, two people. I look at it as, like, I'm, like, that's the cost that I'm paying to, like, hang out with the person I want to hang
out
with.
Have you always thought of it like that? Like, even before you were marrying her? Like, every time you've taken a girl out, are you just like, okay, I'm paying for her because I'm the guy?
I think. Probably so. Like, I don't, I think it's just like, you know, you got to spend it anyway. So it's like, I think I've just learned the quicker you just do it and don't think about it, the less it's going to stress
just,
you
here's
out.
Here's my card.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on the other side of the coin, too, you know, I can be the low man on the totem pole, but I do provide insurance for the kids. Mm-hmm. I do provide foot rubs when asked.
There you go.
Curious how the dynamic is for you, and does it ever, like, become awkward, or do you have to do different things because the other people make more money, whether it's like foot rubs like Kevin over here? 314-531-9898. What's the pay gap in your situation, and how does it affect your relationship, good or bad? Just huge pay gaps between, you know, significant others, mainly when it comes to men and women. And just wanted to, if we could find some women who make significantly more than their husband or man in their relationship, because for some reason the mindset is that, like, hey, a man will take care of you. That's what AB's friend is dealing with right now.
Yeah, she's a teacher, and people keep being like, well, it doesn't matter that you get paid so little, because one day you'll be married and, you know, he'll make enough to support you.
And that just seems so weird, because what if it's like the opposite? You know, like, hey, one day you're going to have to take care of your man. That's not a mindset. Yeah. Or just even the reversal, too. Like, it's hard to think about it from the guy's perspective, but that's even just a lot of pressure from the guy, too. Like, one day I'm going to have to get married and I'm going to have to take care of them. Like, why are we not in this together? Just curious how that relationship dynamic breaks down. 314-531-9898.
We got a text saying, I make twice as much as my husband. It's never been an issue between us, but I'm the one who pays for all of our vacations, the majority of our bills, and our two kids' extracurricular activities. I'm a dental hygienist making around $85K, and he's a supervisor at a warehouse making around $40K. And then we also have another text saying, I make about $75,000 more than my husband. I've always been the one to make more. This is the biggest gap it's ever been, but we've been together for 15 years.
I'm curious if it, like, since it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger, does it eventually become a problem? And does it eventually become an issue?
God, I hope not.
One of the things that I think I saw, like, on, like, an interview with Matthew McConaughey, is, like, sometimes your career is just popping off and your significant other is not. And it's always a really challenging part when it comes to marriages.
Right.
When their career is just booming and booming and booming, and you feel like your career is not going anywhere. And this is kind of happening to, what's your name? You're a teacher.
Jen.
So Jen, you're a teacher and your husband is restarting?
Yes. Basically, he's working for a small business. And so he decided he hated his job. So he is basically into landscaping, but he's the low man on the totem pole, and I'm about to retire, so I'm in a pretty good situation. We're both older, so he's starting completely over, and because I'm so veteran, I'm making almost three times as much as he does.
Is him restarting taking an emotional toll on him? Like, oh, I feel like I'm just starting over, being the low man on the totem pole, and my wife's over here taking care of me? Or does it have no effect on your guys emotionally?
It actually has a positive emotional effect because he's happy doing what he wants now. And I'm in a situation where I'm about to retire, so I pay for pretty much all of the things, kind of like Alex. But he pays for all of our, when we go out to dinner or when we go on a trip or something like that. So he gets the fun stuff. I get the non-fun stuff. So it, we kind of look at it that way. So it, it all comes out in the wash is what I always say.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Abby, you make how much more than your significant other?
I make six figures more than my significant other.
Whoa. Whoa.
Damn.
Wow.
Now,
you,
how
do
does
you need
that...
another significant other?
Yeah. Yeah. You down with that or what?
No, we're still good. We decided very early in our marriage, my career was taking off, and then we had our daughter, and stay-at-home mom was not the thing for me, but it worked for him. So I continued my career path, and it quickly climbed, and he now, you know, is still the stay-at-home dad. He does have a little bit of a supplemental income, you know, with like a Grubhub type, but there is no negative in that in our relationship. Actually, he likes to gloat about it to his friends because his friends like to tell him, hey, you've got a sugar mama. And he goes, okay, you're just jealous you don't have one.
I was going to say, exactly. But how do those comments like really feel when you hear that? Do you feel like people are judging your guys' relationship and the fact that he's working for Grubhub and he's got a sugar mama? Or does it really not actually bother you?
It doesn't bother me at all. I can tell you that some of the older generation, especially like my parents and grandparents, have a, you know, a problem with it.
Do they?
You know, why isn't he taking care of you type?
And you're like, well, because I'm better at taking care of him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look at you. Good for you. Yeah. That's such a cool story.
And if it works, it works, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do think it's interesting that the older, you know, generation still is judgy, you know?
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So as if we didn't already have enough reason to be worried about Justin Bieber, TMZ just released like a new series called What Happened to Justin Bieber. And guys, it's bad. I watched part of it last night. So it's not even just like his mental health that's been in jeopardy or his marriage. It's also his financial situation. And that's really what they dug into. And it's also something that isn't like just now happening. This has been happening for a hot sec. So apparently Justin blew through all of his money so bad that he literally had to sell his music catalog back in 2022.
I remember everyone was kind of wondering why he did that. Like, why did he sold it for like $200 million, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, why did he do that? Well, I guess that makes sense. Like, I need money.
But this was like also the reason that the relationship with Scooter Braun, his manager, got destroyed. One, because Scooter was like, dude, like, you're so young, like, you shouldn't do this yet. Like, wait until, you know, you can get a tax break or a tax cut. Like, there's time. Like, you know, you'll make more music. It'll be fine. Nope, Justin didn't, like, go into that. But really, what ruined their relationship was Justin still owes Scooter, like, hundreds and millions of dollars for a tour loan. And Justin's just... Not paying it back. That's right.
Everyone kind of hates the tour.
Everyone kind of hates Scooter Braun because he's also the one who just like went after Taylor Swift and bought her library and all that stuff. But it does make you look at Scooter a little bit differently, knowing that he was like fronting and helping like an artist like Bieber, right? Like, and so it does make you look at him a little bit differently. But I always wonder what these like some of these artists, like celebrities, who just make music and then they haven't made music. Like, I don't know Bieber's financial situation.
It's bad,
obviously. But like, I don't know if he has any other business on the side, but that dude hasn't made music in so long.
Right.
Like, he's got to be burning through money like crazy.
Well,
like, unless you have any other investments, you're screwed, right? Even if you made $100 million, if you have like a $50 million house, you're going to go through it fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even when he was on tour and releasing new music, he still was owing people all this money. So I can't imagine the position he's in now. And yeah, Brett, it's not like, you know, a lot of celebrities have other companies. Like, a lot of females have makeup brands or something.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber doesn't have anything like that. And he's already in a bad position. And he sold his music catalogs. He's like the youngest person to sell a music catalog. People like, you know, Bob Dylan or Stevie Nicks or the band Kiss, like, they've all sold their music catalogs, but like, they're old. They can do that, you know?
No, it's
so it's
true.
Crazy. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is it rude for you to throw your dog poop in your neighbor's trash can? 314-531-9890. You're on a walk. Dog poops. Pick up the dog poop. And you just throw it in your neighbor's trash can. It's right there. If it's sitting on the side of the street or it's right by the house. 314-531-9898. A dog walker posted this on TikTok, and it became a heated debate. Over 400,000 views, hundreds of thousands of comments, people arguing whether you should do this or not, and if this is rude or not. If you pick up the dog poop and then use someone else's trash can to dispose of it.
Mm.
Hannah, do you do this when you're walking your dog, Bear? Be honest.
I'm not sure that I have, but I'm not against it. Okay. I would do it. When you're in that situation when your dog poops, like you're already like low-key kind of like embarrassed, you're overwhelmed, you have to like hold your breath.
Are you
and
embarrassed?
You just want to get rid of it as quick as possible. So I think any solution to get rid of it, you get rid of it.
So you go on your long dog walks. Yes. What do you do with the, do you hold it?
No, I will throw it away anywhere I can.
So you do do this? Oh, but you're not saying like a neighbor's trash can?
Yeah, I mean, I usually walk him in the park, so usually there's a trash can nearby.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I'm walking him in a neighborhood and he poops, I would put it in someone else's trash can, yes.
Here's the deal. I only put it in somebody else's trash can if it's out by the street. Like if it's trash.
Like
if you're approaching the person's house because you need to find a trash can.
Yes.
Like, no.
I'd probably do that too. Anything to get rid of it.
Well, see, you know, with Lily, okay, so when we take her on walks and she poops, there are several public trash cans, I guess, because they're by a park that you can use. I guess that's okay. But if we're not near a public trash can, we're taking that poop home or we're continuing our walk. We bag it up. We come back. We pick it up, and then we put it in our own trash can. I do think it's a little rude putting it in somebody else's trash can, as long as it's not a public trash can.
It's trash.
True. I know.
Some people are weird about their trash, though.
Yes, exactly.
Part of me is just like, trash is trash. Throw it wherever you can. It doesn't matter. It's all going to the same place. But then another part of me is like, if I looked out my window and saw somebody in my trash can, I'd be like, wait, what's happening? I'd be like, they just killed someone and they're putting the body in my trash can.
It feels illegal to open up somebody else's trash can.
Right.
I kind of thought the same thing. If I was exactly like AB. I'm like, guys, it's trash. Like, why does anyone care? And then as I started to like break down the scenario, because I don't have a dog.
But what if it was, just a like kid's diaper?
Right.
Say like,
what, are you going to hold on to it, put it in your purse?
Yeah, I would use a public trash can, or like I've had this happen before where you do it and you leave it in your car until you get home, which sucks.
Ew. But
usually you find a like, public area. But like say like, I don't know, for whatever reason there isn't a public. That's like very rare, but sometimes it is. You like,
yeah,
because it's not like you would change a kid's diaper on a walk. Like you would just, like we talked about the other day, you'd like kind of walk home and change your kid's diaper.
Yeah, but you know, I
with dog poop, you have it in your hand as you're finishing the walk.
So, you know, you think about it like this too. Thank you for picking up the poop first off, because like, you know, what's the other alternative? Let's say it's your trash can, your neighbor's coming by, their dog poops in your yard, and doesn't pick it up.
The other thing is,
you know, you're like, wait a minute.
The other thing we have to take into consideration, like, as AB pointed out, like if she walked outside and saw somebody, this is also your neighbor. So now, like, you're like, see, like, wow, we're like, wow, you're just going through my trash. Like, well, now we see each other. And you learn a lot by people's trash. Like, this is privacy. Like, we need some privacy. Like, you don't need to be knowing what I'm eating or throwing away. Like, some privacy here, people. I think you shouldn't be allowed to. Where are you at with this? You're down a walk, dog poops. Can you throw it in a neighbor's trash can or not? 314-531-9898. You're enjoying this nice weather. You're on a walk and you see someone's dog poop. They pick it up and they throw it in the neighbor's trash can. Do you judge them? Are you kind of like, that's messed up? Would you do it yourself? Do you think that's okay? 314-531-9898. Everyone on the show has dogs, except for me. Kind of AB, because she doesn't really take any ownership of the family dog.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So me and AB do not have dogs. AB's family has a dog, but Hannah has a dog. Alex has got two dogs. Kevin's got a dog. And kind of split, it seems like, in the room. Seems like the guys are feeling like, no, I would take it home. I'd carry the poop. Hannah was saying, no, I mean, it's trash. Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
314-531-9898. Ashley, how do you feel? Would you throw it in the neighbor's trash can? Do you think it's acceptable?
No, because for one, I think that would stink up people's trash can, maybe. I mean, I don't know how strong the bags are, but I would think after, you know, maybe the trash was sitting there a few days, it would have a stench.
Okay.
Good point.
Is that a good point, Kevin?
No, like, I do think it is.
Trash
is going to be smelly anyways. I'm not mad that they're, like, I don't want to sneak up their trash. It's their trash. Got perfume smelling trash.
Brett, but as the person on the show who doesn't own a dog, would that upset you if somebody was putting their dog poop in your trash?
I mean, I think it's more an invasion of privacy. I'm not mad that the poop is in there, but there's other things that, like, there's little weird, small considerations that you need to make. Like, right? Like, say, like, everyone has had this. Thank you so much for the call, Ashley, by the way. But everyone's had this happen before where you feel like you've lost something and you go and dig out of the trash.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, if I open
how
my trash
can. How often does that happen?
If I came out, though, and I don't have a dog, and all of a sudden someone's dog's poop is just sitting on top of my trash can, and I'm like, oh my God, they just threw their dog poop on top of something I needed. Like, I would be so pissed. Like, stay out of my trash.
I don't know. Once it's at the curb, though, it's fair game.
I don't know if the curb. The curb, you feel like it's like, oh, it's like you could be taken.
Yeah, I feel like at the curb, you know, toss it in. Again, it's just like it's already there.
All right, Alicia.
Don't go bare, you know, no bag.
Alicia, do you think if it's at the curb it makes a difference? Can you throw out, you know, your dog poop in someone else's trash can?
So my opinion is I have a dog myself. I have a little chihuahua pug mix at home named Luna.
Cute.
And my thing is I totally get walking down the street, your dog poops and you want to throw it somewhere. But at the end of the day, like, that's a service that someone is paying for. So they are paying up room to take up the space in their own trash can. I know it's just a bag of poop, but, like, at the end of the day, if you needed that space for something and you weren't able to throw something away because someone threw poop in there, not only are you responsible to clean it up, but it's taking up room in your service.
What do you got, an elephant?
I know. She has a chihuahua. But, man, I've heard of those things about chihuahuas, you know?
There's a dog in our neighborhood who is like that. Yes.
Tira, how do you feel? Do you think you can throw the poop in the garbage can if you're walking down and your dog poops?
Yes. Oh, no. I don't believe it. I'm with her on it. You can for that service. To me, it's just rude. It's really intruding. And then it kind of, like, where do you draw the line at after that?
What else are you throwing in there?
If you're throwing your dog poop in my trash, what else are you throwing?
Your trash and you didn't use it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I guess we all learned a lesson. Do not do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm doing it still.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Just throw 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines and Hannah goes, keep it moving. I don't care about that trending story. Or she'll say, no, any more details. Like, someone was at a gas station, had to make a decision, and because of that decision, they received instant karma.
What decision?
Someone at a convenience store found a $100 bill.
Don't pick it up.
And had to decide, do they want to keep it or not? They told the cashier, hang on to this $100 bill in case someone comes back. So they turned it in. Then they bought a lottery ticket and won $1 million.
Good choice. Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? What? Like, literally, as they went up to there, like, hey, someone left, there's a $100 bill. It probably fell out of someone's pocket in case someone comes running back in for it. Take it. I'll take one lottery ticket. Scratched it off. Boom. $1 million winner.
Yes. Choose to be a good person. Yes.
Here's the weirdest street names in the country.
Oh, love this.
Really? Okay. How about go to Arkansas and go to Toad Suck Road?
Oh, whoa.
Far From Poopin' Road in Arkansas as well. Arkansas with these weird.
Yeah, what's up with Arkansas?
Far From Poopin'. Windy Butt Way in Las Vegas.
Love it.
Tootin' Hill Road in Connecticut.
Not bad.
Booger Hollow.
Ew.
Those are some of the weirdest ones out there. Here's one. Psychopath Way.
I need to live there.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. People fall into four different social media styles. Which one are you?
Let's see.
All right, so the four different ones are socially steered users driven by peer pressure.
Okay.
Automatic browsers scrolling without purpose and usually forget what they're even on social media for.
Doom scrollers.
Yep. Deeply invested users. They tied up in, like, goals. Like, they get all their information from social media. That's where they're deeply invested in it. Or Goldilocks users, like the right balance of using social media in a meaningful way, but not too much.
Oh, I'm deeply invested.
You're deeply invested? Yes. This is where you get all of your life purposes
from? Duh, how do you guys think I do the Hollywood hashtag?
Just social media.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What did your family curse you with? Like, oh, we all got this in our family. 314-531-9898. Could be a certain physical feature or a certain way about your life that your family does, but you all pick up things in your family and you all look the same or do the same. It's just part of the Family Crescent or something. 314-531-9898. What made me think of it is, didn't one of your sisters say, like, they get migraines and it's like a family thing they think?
Yeah, my dad used to get the worst migraines ever, and now my sister has inherited that, and I feel like she has like 1 to 2 migraines a week. I get them, but not as frequent as her, but that's like the worst thing to get.
Thanks for passing that along to us, Dad. Now we got, you know, migraines. Two things popped in my head when I was thinking about things that I've probably inherited from my family. One is which my ability to fix anything. I blame my family from that. That has been passed down from generation from generation. We are the world's worst fixers. My brother just calls and throws money at it. Like, he'll just be like, oh, I'll get a repairman. My dad cannot fix anything. And I call my father-in-laws. And I'm terrified that my son and my daughter
are going to inherit that gene.
I'm like, oh, dang. And I think honestly, truth be told, they would probably be nice about it, but I think my father-in-laws are nervous that my kids will inherit it too. Like, how could you not be able to fix anything and be part of our family? Because they're good with that stuff. But definitely it was family generation passed it on.
For me and my sisters, we all bite our nails, and we've always bit our nails. There's pictures of me as a toddler where I have like little nubs, and really? I never even knew that I did it, but me and all my sisters, like, our nervous tick or whatever is to bite our fingers.
Every one of them?
And it's disgusting, yeah.
Yeah, mine is impatientness or anxiety. It's kind of a combo.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I'm hurry up and get this done. Like, and, you know, so it can be done.
Nobody's patient in the family.
Nobody's patient, it's a terrible
trait.
That's
a recipe for disaster.
It is. You know, I mean, you talk about
brothers
fixing things.
Brothers and sisters, too? Like,
yes.
Oh, my God,
when
really?
You talk about fixing things, it's like, you know, you break something, and then you or immediately try to fix it yourself, and it's like it's even worse than it was before.
And you get frustrated
yes,
fast.
Yes, exactly. So
a
that's
family
one.
Full of people with no patience is scary.
It's not good. And the other problem is these chicken legs. Everybody in my family got these terrible chicken legs.
I don't think chicken legs are a bad thing.
Yeah, if you're a girl, they're great. If you're a guy, no. Especially
people like muscular legs.
Yeah. And
no one wants chicken legs.
No, not good at all.
Okay. I think my...
Hold on. Hannah, don't act like that. You like only like guys who can squat a truck. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, Hannah's such a liar.
Yeah, right. Hannah lies.
I like chicken legs on me.
No, you could be a chicken leg guy. And then like, Hannah, who's the last 5 guys you dated? The Rock.
Right.
The Undertaker. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
This is crazy.
I take back my statement. I like thick legs. Next.
Jeez.
I think I get my thick legs from
perfect.
My mom. No. For me, really it's just the height factor and
the lack of
ability to reach things on the in my house growing up. And currently in my home, it's funny because I do have people that come over and they'll like open the cabinets to like, you know, get a glass to
nothing's on the second
get
shelf.
Some water or something, and they'll be like the top shelf on every cabinet, there's like 10 cabinets. There's not a single thing on
there.
I'm like, because we can't reach it.
Your whole family is short too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had a step, you know, got to have a step stool in every room.
Stop.
314-531-9898.
Kevin's unwell right now.
Because you said you liked his chicken legs.
That's right.
What is the thing that you think is just like, I'm cursed? My family got this and we all got it. What is it for you guys on Y98 St. Louis? Okay. We've all been cursed by our family some way, shape, or form. Is it a physical trait that your family are like, oh, you know what for us? My dad always says, my dad says, we got this Miga nose, because that's how he says Brett Mega. He calls it Miga. And he goes, we got the Miga nose. And my wife is always like, when we have like our kids, I hope they don't have the Miga nose. I have a big nose and I'm self-conscious over it. I do have a big nose.
I've never thought that.
I've never noticed that.
I think you have a really normal nose.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Looks good.
I know that I do have a big nose because with my kids, because kids are like brutally honest.
Oh, yeah.
My kids all point out my nose when we're like sitting there. My daughter, even now, is 20 months old and has a few words. She goes, nose, dad, nose,
oh,
and grabs it. I'm like, damn, you're 20 months old. This is the feature you're acknowledging
that's
about
deep.
Me? Yeah, and my son always goes, dad, you have a big nose when we're sitting there laying there. I'm like, why are you going to say it like that, bro? But now my 20-month-old is even saying it. Like, she owes 2 words, and one of them is dad's nose. Debbie, what is the feature?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or a thing that your family is all connected by.
So I'm adopted and I found my family a couple years ago. And I've learned that we are all tied together in the healthcare field in some way.
Oh, weird. Cool.
That is so cool. So you didn't know your birth family. You finally get connected to your birth family. Like, oh my God, we all of us somehow were into this medical field and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, everybody. It's crazy. I'm following in my mom's footsteps. We are doing things at the same age, like exactly at the same age.
Wow.
Which
is weird to me. My sister is in pharmaceutical. My older brother is in pharmaceutical as well. My father was a doctor. It's this whole, I mean, everybody. And some of them are like, we don't even want to be in this field, but we know it's installed in us in some way.
Wow.
That's so interesting that you were all just drawn to the medical field. Like, my family is the opposite. We were drawn away from a hammer. We're like, get this away from us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us all morning long. We appreciate you on the Brett Magus Show. We go commercial free every single day for an hour, and Hannah's got the Hollywood hashtag.
There's apparently a ton of lore with none other than Snoop Dogg. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So I feel like we've all been like obsessing over Nikki Glaser and her ability to host, but someone who I low-key feel like has gone under the radar for his hosting and being a part of really good big gigs is Snoop Dogg. And he has an exclusive partnership with NBC. Obviously, he's a part of The Voice. He was a correspondent for the Olympics last year.
Great,
he crushed it.
Really big gig. And now he just picked up his own New Year's Eve special. It's going to be in Miami. It's going to be 2 hours on NBC. That's like a really big thing to pick up.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect fit. I feel like what we're looking for is someone who just has that like chill, fun vibe for New Year's. That's why like I think people have liked the Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper so much that it's gone viral because they're just drinking and having fun with celebrities. I just feel like Snoop Dogg's going to be smoking with celebrities and doing his thing. It's going to be crazy and wild, and he's the perfect host for this.
I mean, yeah, he's like, I was just looking kind of back on like his low-key resume and what he's been doing. He's picked up some really good gigs, and he's clearly doing a good job because he keeps getting more and more. So I'm really happy for you, Snoop. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
Oh, good. Snoop's like, hey, Hannah's happy for me.
I've made it now that she's happy for me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if anyone can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. 24% of less kids do this than a decade ago.
I think that kids aren't riding bikes anymore.
All right, 24% of kids, less kids ride their bikes than a decade ago.
I think that 24 less kids are staying home with a babysitter. I think they're staying home by themselves.
Dang, okay.
I think 24% less kids are playing an organized team sport.
Mm. Ooh, that was mine.
You can go more specific if you wanted.
Playing football.
Someone got it correct, kind of.
Kind of.
See, I'll explain it 8:48.
It's soccer.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Kids today, 24% of kids, less kids do this than they did a decade ago. I said somebody got it correct, kind of. It wasn't Hannah or Kevin. It came down to Alex and AB. Alex, your answer was?
24% less kids play an organized team sport.
Now, AB, you usually go last, and you've just been picking up points here.
I had in my mind Alex's answer, though. So then I just went more specific, and I said they're not playing football.
It's not football, though.
Baseball?
It's baseball, yeah. Oh, huh. 24% of kids are playing baseball, less and less and less. It's becoming less of a popular sport. So Alex kind of got it correct, and AB kind of got it correct.
Yeah.
Together, we both got one full point.
That's how she did it earlier.
Yeah. So
in the
I got
show.
2 points today.
Yeah, because Kevin's answer, you just stole the other answer from right, Kevin. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's how you've been doing it lately.
Mega Minds.
So we on the Brad Mega Show send each other journals about what's happened in our lives. And so I read this, and I think I thought it was a typo, so I needed to ask for clarification. Hannah, you say you actually plan your entire week around when you're going to get tanning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a typo. Like, you plan your whole week around a meeting, family. You plan your entire week around when you're going to tan?
Yeah. What? And I don't...
I need more clarification. So, like, when you go throughout the week going, okay, what does my life look like? And you're going through the calendar, you literally, the first thing that you, and the most important thing you have to lay out is your tanning schedule?
Yeah, because it's not just like a, you can do it instantly. I have to prepare the night before. I have to shave. I have to exfoliate. I have to make sure I'm wearing loose clothing. So,
wearing loose clothing.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. And so,
God,
last week,
was my biggest concern.
Last week, I made sure I, you know, and you can't wear deodorant the day of. So, it's really like a whole thing. I did not wear makeup, loose clothing. I had to shave, shower, exfoliate the day before. And I was planning to get a spray tan after work. And I drive there and I get there and it's locked. But I looked on the website. They said they were open. I looked on the door. It said they were open. And they just, I guess the person didn't show up for work. I was so furious. I actually almost canceled my membership.
Oh, wow.
Because I had planned my week
around
and
your
did
tan.
All those things for nothing.
This is
I couldn't
crazy.
Get it.
Everyone thinks this is crazy, right?
I do the exact same thing except for curling my hair.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because it takes a long time for me to have to wash, dry, and curl my hair. And a lot of times, like, I can't do the wash and the drying my hair the same day because it takes hours for my hair to dry. And so if I'm like, okay, well, I know I have to look good Thursday, yep. mm-hmm. but I'm kind of booked up on Wednesday. I have to curl my hair Tuesday. So I'm like, okay, I have to go home right after work. I have to shower. And if I want to curl my hair the same day, I have to shower right away mm-hmm. so that at night it'll be dry enough for me to curl it. And then 2 days later, it'll still be curled for the event that I have.
I mean, it's like a whole calculation and science.
Wow.
Every single week.
Sounds yes. tiring.
Yeah, it does.
It's
exactly.
stressful.
I honestly had no idea what AB just said. She was like, I got to do this, this, what, huh?
All of that goes through my mind, like, every day.
That's how I am with getting a spray tan. Okay. I mean, that science to a T.
So you're looking ahead, like, almost months ahead
yeah.
to plan doing your hair and getting your tan.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Man.
Life must be tough.
Yeah, life must be tough. I don't get this out.
Oh, to be a man. Yeah. Oh, to be a man.
You can text this. Is this a male-female thing at 314-531-9898? Or is this like a crazy person sanity thing? Like, you sound crazy that your whole world yeah. is revolving around the tan.
I ain't changing it.
Or is it a male-female thing? Oh, my God. Wow. Your tan looks great.
Thank you. I planned it 3 weeks ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.